The parable of the seed and the sower is one of the most misunderstood parables. Four individuals are represented by different grounds: wayside, stony ground, among thorns, and good ground. The common teaching is that out of the four seeds that are sown, only one person gets saved, whereas the Bible teaches that out of the four seeds that are sown, three people get saved, but only one bears fruit. The first seed that is sown upon the wayside obviously does not get saved, since the Bible says that the devil cometh, taketh the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. The second that is sown upon stony ground gets saved, but they're not rooted in God's word. They believe for a while, but then they fall away. Matthew 13 clarifies this when it says that they endure for a while, but when persecution ariseth because of the word, they are offended. The one that is sown among thorns gets saved, but then the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and they become unsaved. No, they become unfruitful. Lastly, the one that's sown in good ground gets saved and bears fruit, some 100, some 60, some 30. The moral of the story, not everyone gets saved, and not everyone who gets saved bears fruit.